Before I tell you about the story that changed my, or the Christmas that changed my life, I need to give you a little background. Like some of you, I grew up in a dysfunctional family with an alcoholic father. So Christmases in my house endured, not enjoyed. My husband and I got married, had our children. It was time for me to be in charge of our Christmases and their memories. I could do this. They would have perfect memories. These would be the perfect Christmases. I was armed with all the years of Christmas specials I'd watched, and I had a subscription to Southern Living. I was off and running, a woman on a mission. And if I had to describe myself in one word, insane. And I knew it the year that my youngest son was in eighth grade, and I overheard him telling my sister. You know, at this time of the year, we refer to her as Holiday. And from Thanksgiving to Christmas, we don't get nearer. Holiday? That wasn't good. And in case you're wondering how I became Holiday, I did things like 10 different kinds of cookies year after year, doubling, tripling those batches. House smelled like Christmas. And before the internet, you had to get in your car and go to Timbuktu to get that perfect gift, and I was always there. House decorated top to bottom, in good taste because I had Southern Living. The big day was Christmas. It was always a gourmet meal, compliments of Southern Living recipes. Did it all myself. Sit-down dinner, 15, 20 people. Good china, good crystal. And somehow I managed to always get the silver polished. I don't know. The one thing I let my children participate in, the one Christmas activity, they could decorate the tree. We'd go out, get the tree, come home, get the lights on it. And, of course, they were little. They'd come home from school. They'd have those little ornaments, you know, thumbprint ornaments, little egg things. They'd be putting it on that tree. They'd go to bed. I'd undo the whole tree. Those ornaments would be around on the back before you could say, you know, they'd get up the next morning. I wasn't raising idiots. They'd look at that tree and go, that's not where I put it. I did not put it there. And one of them would always go, she did it again. I was the sheep. So now you would think, after hearing that you've been called Holiday and your family's avoiding you, that your two children, or your three children and your husband are all referring to you that way, that'd be the smack upside the head, and you'd say, I'm not doing it anymore. But oh no, the following year, I was right back up on that horse, riding it into the ground. Until Christmas Eve. And Christmas Eve, it's our tradition to go to an early mass and then go to dinner. I'd given up on two back-to-back gourmet meals, so it was out to dinner. We were going to St. Mary's that year in Annapolis, and in case you've never been there, it's just a beautiful old church in the historic district. Tall steeple, gorgeous, gorgeous stained glass windows. And at Christmas, it's really pretty because of the candles and the smell of the pine from all the decorations. So we're trooping into church, and it's my husband, the three children, my mother, my sister, my nephew, and myself. We take a whole row, and we have one person left over. It's my youngest son. He's got to sit in front of us. He's like on the end, and directly in front of me, I see a really elderly woman. She had a festive green coat, a little babushka tied under her chin, very old world. And on the other side was someone I assumed to be her son. And I'm looking at her and I'm going, she looks pretty feeble to be here on a cold Christmas Eve like this. And sure enough, Mass had barely gotten started. and she's slumping onto her loved one's shoulder. As Maz proceeds further along, she's really collapsing onto him. By the time we got to communion, my son Jacob is assisting in getting her feet up on the pew and her loved one's holding her head in his lap. Now, at this point, I'm going to get help. And I indicate that to him. And he waves me off. No, don't do it. He's very quiet. Don't get help. Just leave it. And he's holding her head and in his lap, and he's stroking her. It's communion. People are going back and forth from communion. The choir is singing. Alleluias are raining down on us. And she's dying. She's dying in church on Christmas Eve. It was just, and it was peaceful, and it was remarkable to watch the love that her son, I assume, was giving her, and her peace in her passing. The end of Mass, I don't know how he knew, but the priest turned around and said to all of us, stay in your seats. And the EMTs came in, and they took her out on a stretcher with her family members following along behind her. And I don't think I have to tell you the impact that that had on me. I'll leave it up to you to imagine the changes in my life after witnessing the passing of that stranger that night. I will tell you this. Holiday is rolled out every year at every family gathering, and the stories get bigger and more exaggerated all the time. But the best part of it is I'm in on it now, and I'm laughing the hardest. Everybody have a great holiday.
Diane Grinnell. Thank you, Diane. Beautiful story, beautifully told.